Social media is not just for fun. Law enforcement officials in South Dakota say they are using social media for official business. Community relations specialist for the Rapid City Police Department, Tara Heipel, says it's proving to be a valuable tool.
We use social media for a couple big things: education, crime prevention, helping out with investigations, promoting events that we're holding. We use it to alert the public about traffic things, weather alert. We use it for recruitment. And probably most importantly, we use it to build relationships with the public. That's probably our main goal. It's a good way for us to interact with the public, let people voice their concerns, and then for us to be able to respond to those things and remind people that we're human.
Heipel says the RCPD Facebook page has more than 15,000 likes, and they have more than 3,000 followers on Twitter. She says many people also watch the videos the RCPD posts on YouTube, and interacting with the public is helping police solve crimes.
We often post surveillance photos or videos of crimes where we need some help trying to identify the people involved. And the people, especially on our Facebook page, are very involved and want to help us, and they'll share those things. And it's happened on more than one occasion where we've been able to find the suspects and make an arrest based on tips coming in from social media.
She says the public comments on Facebook regularly, and although most are positive, there are a handful of negative comments.
We just kind of try to monitor for things that are inappropriate as far as prejudice or inappropriate language, some of those kinds of things. But for the most part, we get people who are pretty positive and supportive of the police department.
The Rapid City Police Department is not the only law enforcement agency in South Dakota that is embracing social media. The Sioux Falls Police Department reports 3,800 Facebook likes and 1,500 Twitter followers. Major Rick Miller with the South Dakota Highway Patrol says they use social media too. He says they have nearly 12,000 likes on their Facebook page, more than 3,000 Twitter followers, and 43 YouTube subscribers.
The internet traffic to the website was diminishing, but our following on Facebook and Twitter were increasing. So we thought, well, this is a great way to reach the public, to get the message out there, because one of the big messages we have is highway safety and keeping the roads safe.
Major Miller says interactive social media sites help the public help law enforcement, like when residents report severe weather or impassable roads. He says whenever the Highway Patrol posts anything out of the ordinary, they typically see an increase in online activity.
You can't just post something today and think you're good for a week or 2 weeks or even the day. I mean, you constantly have to be posting fresh content because your followers want to see that. And so that's important to us because people want to hear what we're doing. People want to be engaged with us, and we appreciate that, and therefore we're going to be engaged with them.
Miller says the comments on the Highway Patrol's Facebook page are also mostly positive. South Dakota law enforcement officials say social media is proving to be useful in interacting with the public, but they say there is a downside to social media too. Once you put something out there, it's out there, and you can't take it back 100%. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Amy Varland in Lead.